Gosh.
Wow.
Well, are you okay? You look like someone who's recently had the vapors.
Well, I was just getting ready to say that. Y'all, Vader sent me a message. I'm ready to recode whenever you are. And I said, I'm having the vapors. I'm going to need a few minutes.
Ooh.
So,
did you get too close to a door or window? Because that's all it takes with it being 101 degrees outside.
No, actually, I was outside. My neighbor was helping me with a new plug again for my outdoor lights and all.
Party.
And so, perfect party. But anyway, everything seems to be A-okay right now. So we'll see if it continues to be A-okay.
Yeah. Sorry, that's not a sound effect. That's the actual thunder outside as we
that's
record
correct.
This. Yes.
That's correct.
This is not a weather update.
No, this is anyway, so okay, I think one moment, please.
Do you want to just sit around and talk about the weather for the next 28 and a half minutes or
had to have some water.
Oh, you know what I should be doing? I should be recording this.
Oh,
since, okay. Just in case it fails. The regular recording fails.
Recording in progress.
Perfect.
Should we start over?
No. I'm recording it regularly because I have not launched the new software yet because I've been very busy.
I guess
you know,
we'll hear about...
Yeah.
Go ahead.
But you know what we should do?
Play the music?
Yeah.
Get ready now. Here we go. It's Larry and Fatty stealing the show. The funny, the wild, the gassy too. Two decades strong with nothing to do. Don't talk about nothing but your laughter, you cry. Inappropriate humor, don't ask them why. Toots and giggles, the chaos will last. Welcome aboard the Little Fatty Cast. Hosts, one mission, it's a blast. Celebrating 20 years of sass. Larry and Big Fatty make it fast. This is the Little Fatty Cast.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the damp and moist Little Fatty Cast for Monday, the 15th of June, 2026. And it's too hot to move. You're Ms. Dollar Potential of Atria Parton. I'm one of your hosts, the one who got out and about this morning early, and then came home without lunch. Mr. Larry H. Vader, spelled.
Ooh. Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
Well, you know what? It should be spelled that if a fat person can't remember to get lunch.
Everywhere I went was closed. V-A-D-E-R, Larry H. Vader. And joining me today is, y'all, it's the overheated one himself.
Ooh.
Ooh, it's Big Fatty, everyone.
Ooh. Hi. I'm printing in the background.
I see that. Y'all, we are a professional podcast operation here. Y'all, it has been, we went from it's hot during the day, but it in the evenings it cools off quite nice. We just went into full on it's hot. Yep, there comes the rain again. Y'all, it's
okay.
We are having a little Sunday afternoon thunder boomer.
We're having a thunder boomer.
Yeah, and y'all, I hate them because it just, you know, it's that hard rain and it, y'all, that doesn't, I mean, it helps, but it, a lot of it just washes off because it rains so hard.
Right away.
And so it doesn't help as much as we need. But y'all, we'll take anything we can get right now because it is dry.
Right.
Dry here in the Charlestons, but if for nothing else, y'all, it's kept the air conditioner from running wide open for the past hour. So,
well,
you know, the old people love to talk about the weather and the power bill.
Oh, man.
Ooh. Yeah. So, anyway, everybody, welcome to the little show. I think we've talked about everything there is to talk about. So, should we just play Dead or Alive? I can cue the closing music and we can go on about our business.
We can even skip Dead or Alive and just go ahead and play the closing
music. Right. Y'all, Big Fatty, have not seen him since last we recorded. So how was your week this week, Preferder?
Well, it was okay. I had to get a new bathroom scale. I don't know.
The other one finally just gave up.
Well, we kept putting a message out that says, one at a time, please.
Ah.
And, you know, I think that's made by the Old Gal Corporation. You know, that's a subsidiary of the Sea Hag Operations.
Mm. Right. Mm. Yeah, it's part of the Omar the Tentmaker conglomerate there. But, the Old Gal Corporation scale, trust me, it can hold a lot of weight.
It's like the ones you see on a loading dock.
Right. Right. It's actually just giant lead weights that counter. Yeah. poor Rick Fatty.
I read the instructions, and it says maximum 400 pounds. So don't even think of coming over here.
Right. Right. So. Don't worry. You're safe. I didn't think about it. Well, other than a new scale, is that really the highlight of your retired week? Is that what retired people do?
Well, excuse me. I've got quite a few things on my list here that, for when I record my little show, excuse me, that's the Outback Steakhouse speaking to me. Is
it's no rules.
Bloomin' onion, no rules.
Just
no
right.
Rules. Mm-hmm. Just fat.
Mm-hmm.
So that's speaking to me at the moment. But
well, that means Durwood's been by. So
No.
Wow.
No. Yep. You'll have to tune in to the little show to find out about it.
I mean, maybe. No promises. No promises. Y'all, my big doings this week was...
yes.
Personally, big doings. Y'all, I have a glass door, storm door on the front. Mm-hmm. Kind of like Big Fatty's, but mine's just one big piece of glass that doesn't open.
Right.
Y'all, I got some tint for it. Because y'all were... Oh. Quite honestly, everybody else can have...
Did you get it from Omar?
I did. But y'all, where everybody else lives, okay. Y'all, people don't walk by their front door. But where my front door and my direct neighbors, y'all, they're side by side. But y'all, everybody that parks has to walk by our front doors to get into their homes. And quite honestly, we like to sit. We don't want to sit around in the dark all the time. So we wanted to have it open to get some light. But we were tired of people watching us. Lounge about on our sofa. So y'all, we got the tent so that during the daytime they can't see in. So got that on. It also helps with the heat a little bit in the afternoons.
I bet.
So but either way, so we did that because, you know, the old people, you know, we like
they
to,
love a tent.
We do love a tent. So got all that.
Sometimes they forget to put on their underpants.
It's true, but y'all, big week at the coal mine. Big doings. Y'all, we getting new carpet. And I predicted how it would go because Larry H. Vader was there for the last carpet installation.
Mm-hmm.
And, it's going to take weeks. Y'all, I was like, it's going to take 3 days. I'm telling you, maybe four. Oh, no, it'll take weeks. So, y'all, they started on Tuesday with movers came in to move a different offices. They had to break down cubes and everything.
I thought you were going to say that movers came in to move you.
Right, right. And then that afternoon they started ripping up the carpet and like the meeting rooms and this other office. Y'all, they were putting down carpet by the end of the day. And so on Wednesday they continued and they were about done. They started breaking stuff down and moving furniture out. Y'all, Thursday morning they were ripping up the carpet in the coal mine office. And y'all, they had ripped up all the carpet by noon on Thursday.
Oh,
so it was a bit of a rush to get everything hauled out and hoisted. Y'all, we put everything in a big, shall we call it a ballroom?
Why not?
Yeah.
Think Beauty and the Beast without the chandelier.
Or books or Grand Majesty or...
Or Nice Place.
Yeah, exactly. Y'all, if I made one trip from my office could not be further away from the entrance. There is no office that is further away from the entrance to the ballroom than mine. Y'all, if I walked up and down that hall with a cart one time, I was at 18,000 steps at the end of the day. But got everything out except for one box, came back Thursday morning. Y'all, they had already broken my desk down. And I said, so I carried my one last box and got a few little things done. And y'all, that was it. Heard on Sunday that they were done. They had to put in some of the baseboard, but they were going to start moving the furniture back in on Monday. So, as predicted, it did not take 2 weeks. And they didn't even work over the weekend. So,
now, did you see anyone using the porta pots?
I did not. Y'all, I don't know where they are. I think they're in the back, but we're also getting the parking lot paved at the same time. So it's a bit, y'all, there's a lot going on. At the coal mine. And so there's a lot, y'all, and you just know somebody's going to track in the
oh yeah.
Yeah, they're just going to ruin the brand new carpet.
Probably some baby.
Probably.
And be the tar baby.
Mhm. Yeah, I forgot about that little story from when I was a kid. So anyway, that's been the week. Y'all, it's been chaos to be blunt, it's chaos, which Emily? Is fine. Yeah. We had coffee on Friday.
Nice.
Y'all got food poisoning on Friday, though.
Y'all, from Emily?
No, yeah. Y'all went and had my coffee and everything Friday morning and went over to the Chipotle there by Big Fatty's. And y'all, I was about halfway through and I said, that is not good. And the grumbly rumbling started and y'all, I threw it in the garbage and, got in the jalopy and rushed home. And ran in and y'all, let's just say it was not a good rest of the day. On Friday. So,
was it coming out both ends?
No, you know, it only came out one end, at first, and then it didn't come out any end, which I think was the problem, because it stayed in. So y'all, we felt like hot garbage till about 8-9 o'clock Friday night. And then,
there used to be sandwiches called hot garbage.
That wasn't the name, but that was the taste. So, y'all, rain is expected to stop in 15 minutes at my location.
Soon it's going to rain. I can't.
Y'all, rained hard for a few minutes, but once again, it's just enough to green the grass up a little bit, but not even make it grow. So here we go. At least I don't have to go water the flowers by the mailboxes here at the Vader family compound.
Okay.
But, yeah. So, that's what I got. That's all I got, y'all. It's been a chaotic but yet uneventful week.
Yeah. So this coming week, you're going to be moving back in, the little spring cleaning.
Yeah, moving back in. I've got a dentist, an El Dentisto appointment on Monday morning.
At 2:30?
No, at 10:30, and I think that was just a scheduling error. But after that, I got to go to the coal mine and
they'll get an earful.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Got to go to the coal mine. I already be near the mines. Got to run over there after that and set some computers back up for folks. And myself included. Yeah. I think I might move my office around a little bit. So hopefully they don't put the furniture back.
Look at there.
Yeah. Yeah, I sit with the window off to my left, and I can't really leave the blinds open because there's a glare on the screen. I sit right beside the window.
Oh, yes.
And so I think I might move over to the other wall.
When that happens, people call you glary.
They do. They think they're being clever. But y'all got to get some of the computers and the monitors set back up for folks because, you know, we don't trust them to do that on their own. Y'all, that Larry Cly, I tell you, the new skull, like we just, y'all, the HOA group chat is going crazy because someone insulted someone else and, I'd say
it's
no, I haven't replied at all. I'd say it's a battle of wits. But that would be a very short battle. And so...
Because they're mainly nets.
Right. So they're just going at each other. And yeah. Did you know HOAs have to file taxes? Yeah, I didn't. Got to deal with that. And so anyway, yeah. So that's... It's going to be a... But y'all have got a project. A little project.
Oh.
I pushed it, but y'all... I've been trying to finish it at home, but y'all, I have a teeny tiny little screen on my laptop, which is not really good for finishing little projects. Fine for writing code, not so good for print projects. So I've gotten about as much done as I can, and y'all, one Larry won't send me what I need. But y'all, we've got
always one.
Yep, we've the same one. Yeah. And so y'all, we've got a. The new head coal miner starts any day now, so we've got a lot going on with that, and lots
of
big.
Is it
going to
be a hootenanny?
You know what? Good question. Don't know. Yeah, it feels like the previous head coal miner just started, and it's been almost 9 years, that's hard to believe.
No, that can't be right.
He started whenever you retired.
2018.
Okay, so 8 years.
Because I'm coming up on 8 years. I'll be starting my 9th year on July the 1st of retirement. Aww.
And what an 8 years it's been without Big Fatty.
Oh, what an 8 years it's been.
Yeah. So, yeah. Are y'all bored yet? Because, that's it. I got nothing.
Wait, did we have... I know you had put in the show notes about content. I mean, contact. You know, do we need to play the 3-2-1 contact song?
No, we haven't gotten any of that since January 26th. So, we are fresh out.
Well, we should be on the lookout for some soon. Since we get it, you know, annually.
Right, right. Y'all, we'd love to hear from you. To hear from you. So let us know that you're listening. I haven't talked to the Bacons. Oh, did you see, y'all, funny story. The Globita sent me this news story.
About the Bacons?
It is about the Bacons. Okay. And he sent it to me on the Instagram, but y'all, he sends me a lot of inappropriate things on the Instagram. So give me just
that's
one moment.
You know, the kids call that the gram.
And y'all, I didn't know why he was sending this to me, other than he thinks I like the pone a lot more than I do. Y'all, the Glovitas is moving, by the way.
Where's he moving?
Near that Jeremiah there,
Mississippi.
Yeah. But y'all, the headline says, adult star Drake Vaughn arrested facing felony charges. And I was like, okay, Glovitas. Like, I mean, I recognize him from the little videos that pop up on the Twitty or whatever.
From the waist down?
Right, right. Okay. And I was like, but, like, I mean, I am not that invested in any adult porn stars post Matthew Rush. Excuse me, Matthew Rush. And so I was reading it, and y'all, the Glovitas.
He invented the poppers, didn't he?
Yeah, right. And y'all, it's talking about why he was arrested. But then the story goes on to say, according to TMZ, Vaughn, whose legal name is Larry Bacon, was charged with felony domestic battery by strangulation and coercion involving the threat or use of physical force, along with a misdemeanor domestic battery charge.
Would you like to reveal something that we didn't know on today's little show?
And so the Glovita says, is Drake Vaughn of the Ms. Bacon's sons? And I said, well, if by Ms. Bacon, you mean Patty Bacon, yes, I believe they're related, but not Kathy Bacon.
Kind of in the sack with Patty.
Right, right. So y'all, everyone, if that Patty Bacon, I hope everybody's looking out for her with her.
Worried sick.
Well.
Kathy Marshall's been looking for her.
Well, I heard. And so, y'all, that Patty Bacon, y'all, she's going to have some legal fees, I believe.
Uh-oh. So, maybe she can maybe Miss Bacon can start a GoFatMe. Pay her legal fees.
Yeah. But I said, Lord, have mercy. Those Bacons, they can't stay out of the news one way or another. Mm.
Way or the other.
So, I hope Miss Patty Bacon isn't on the lamb with her son, with her,
the lamb?
Whatever this Drake Vaughn, whatever relation it is, I hope they're not on the run from the authorities. I think if anyone I know could handle being on the run from the authorities, it's Patty Bacon. I feel absolutely. As if she's got some experience with that.
Well, and Miss Bacon, she's can only be on the run on the elliptical.
Right, right. We joke that she drives the getaway car, but really, she doesn't want to use the gas. So, Patty, I'm sorry. Mm. Unless Smelly went and gassed up the old gal, like you're probably screwed. So, y'all.
Speaking of gassed up,
I've had the heartburn. I've had the GERD. Y'all, let's go ahead and do this.
Well, hello, porcupines. We've been waiting for you. It's time to play dead or alive.
All right, everybody. It's time to play the game. The game where Big Fatty gives me the name of quote-unquote famous people born on this day. I have to guess if they're dead or alive, because really, who keeps up with these people? And then I have to tell you who they are, because only Chris from Tennessee and New Jersey and Tennessee and Big Fatty know. Mm-hmm. All right.
David Rose,
y'all? Fictional character, obviously, from that Schitt's Creek. Still alive.
Okay. David Rose is dead as a doornail.
Oh, Lord.
He's an American Emmy-winning composer. He is credited with Holiday for Strings. And for The Stripper. And he was the orchestra leader on The Red Skelton Show. Good night and may God bless. So,
wow.
Yep. Well, how about that?
Yeah.
I thought that one might get you because of Schitt's Creek. So, anyway.
Oh, you're so funny.
Mm-hmm. Yep. All right, where's the next one? The next one is right here, and it's Dusty Baker.
Oh, Lord. Phew. Y'all, as far as I know, he's still alive, that is a 50-50 guess. That Dusty Baker, y'all, he was the professional wrestler back in the 80s and early 90s.
Dusty Baker is indeed alive, and he's an American baseball manager and was the manager of the 2022 World Series Houston Astros. Jim Varney.
Ooh, Lord, Jim Varney has to be dead by now. Y'all, that Jim Varney was the actor way back in the day. He was, I don't want to say character actor, but he was in a lot of things.
Can you name one?
No.
Okay, Jim Varney is indeed dead. He was an American actor. He was in Ernest Goes to Jail, Hey Vern, and the Beverly Hillbillies movie.
I don't know that I remembered him being in the Beverly Hillbillies. So, y'all, did you watch the Ernest movies? Oh, yeah.
We've got time for one more. Okay.
We've got time for 10
Julie Haggerty.
Ooh. Y'all, I'm going to go with dead. Okay. She was a country music singer back in the 70s and 80s. Yeah.
Yeah. I think she's related to that Merle Haggerty.
No, no relation.
Anyway, Julie Haggerty is alive. She's an American actress. She was in the movie Princesses and Airplane. I loved the movie Airplane. Just absolutely. Just one of my favorite scenes is when the passengers get up in the plane and just start slapping another passenger because they've gone crazy. They slap them, calm down. And one of them was Barbara Billingsley, who was on the mother on the Leave It to Beaver. Chris from Tennessee, from New Jersey, from Tennessee knows who that is. So that,
Y'all, I didn't like that movie, The Airplane. I heard they're remaking it, though. That popped up on one of my social feeds semi-recently, and I was like, great. That. But y'all, you know, I do, much like Big Fatty, love a good movie full of the cameos, all the famous people.
Well, speaking, it's because it's very close to a movie full of the camisoles.
Similar, yeah. By the way, y'all, did you see that there's the new RuPaul movie coming to the theaters where she's the president and there's a runaway train? Y'all, it looks like one of those movies like Ab Fab that I want to go just for the laughs. So, yeah.
Nothing better than a runaway train.
Yeah. I believe it's the Glamazon Express or something along those lines. So, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
There was a TV show about a train, Super Train or something like that. I don't know that it was a runaway train, but I think there was it was Super Train or I don't know.
Mm.
Hey Siri, was there a show TV program called Super Train?
Oh, this is riveting.
Okay, Siri's busy filming me.
Ah. Yeah, she can't do two things at once.
Nope.
Yeah. Y'all. Ooh.
I got nothing else.
I think we have, considering what little we had, I think we've done a lot with it in the last 26 minutes.
And, you know, we might as well go ahead and preview the two big events coming up this week. Juneteenth.
Oh, yes.
And we had the big parade near the big circle today for the Juneteenth.
I heard there was something going on over there. There you go. Y'all, I got home about noon.
And then, of course, next Sunday is Father Hat Day.
Ooh, y'all, I'm going to see the hats next weekend, so I'm sure there'll be a story to tell about that. Y'all, just bring me the shrimp. Well, I'm not going to go catch them. I'll buy some, though. So, y'all, I went out on Saturday after I got my hairs did and bought a whole big pile of shrimp for them. Y'all, it'll give them the gout, but whatever.
Is this the fresh shrimp?
No, it's from Lidl. It's frozen, like frozen pre-cooked shit. Yeah.
The Von's East had the extra large shrimps on sale, buy one, get one free this week.
Oh, well, I didn't know that. I would have bought those instead.
Well,
y'all, I'm going
to
make.
Listen to the BFO.
I mean, I did, but I don't, you know, I hear it. I don't listen always. But y'all, I've got to, I got to make some sort of dipping sauce because he does like the remoulade. So I have to come up with some sort of good remoulade sauce to dip them in.
Put a little extra cayenne in it.
Oh, no heat. I don't think I have any lemons, so I need to get some lemons and some celery to make that.
Wow.
But yeah. How about that? I have to ask Turnip Head how much the lemons are running these days.
He doesn't.
Thank goodness, y'all. I was dragging that out as long as I could.
Well, and I think you overdid it.
Oh, Lord.
You know, I've got Hortensia coming this week.
Yeah, we are nothing but just a ball of excitement over here.
Man.
Yeah. I almost went up to the Pulse this weekend. But, I didn't want to pay that much for the Scarlet Roof Resort and Conference Center. So. Yeah, I'm not paying $200 a night for that. Don't. So.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. I'll pay $90 if it's like something, a real good reason, but like $200, not a chance. Welcome to the
and
Dirty Myrtle.
With the Pulse Ultra Claw discount?
It is. So, it's not a good deal in the summertime, so unless you go during the week.
You know, I couldn't help but notice this week, you know, we've been in the triple digit heat index. You know, we've had the first alert heat warnings all week, and I couldn't help but think, if this were to keep up, could we be maybe getting closer and closer to Walnut Hills? Because, you know, it is the surface of the sun.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.
I thought that was Ventura that was the surface of the sun.
I thought that was a Chevrolet.
Ah,